So what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes? Do you have drive and passion and desire, but you just don't know how to put it all together? Well, we have got the show for you. Join Daniel O'Griggs. Each week, he's going to break it down. Daniel's going to show you how to go from A all the way to Z. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs.
All right, this is Daniel O'Griggs. You're on the Inspired Daily Grind. Thank you for tuning in. Another week. Last week, we had our AMA. It was like our first AMA. Ask me anything. So I got a lot of juicy questions. Everybody was hitting me up in my DM on Twitter and on LinkedIn. I appreciate the questions. Answered a lot of them. A lot of them was really good. Some of them kind of got like in depth. Some people was talking about entrepreneurship and family and relationships and all types of stuff like that, which is extremely important, but at the same time can be challenges. So if you want to listen to that podcast, definitely go to my website, danielogriggs.com. Check that out as well as all other past podcasts. So today, we got my good friend, networking buddy, Amber Gray. She is the owner of Trusty Oaks, which is a virtual assistant company. It's actually based in Austin, Texas, but they have clients all over. Amber, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much.
Good
for
to be here.
Definitely. So thank you so much for being on the show. If you can, I can dive into it because I actually use Trusty Oaks. I use the virtual assistants myself, which does wonders for me and it, like, freed up all types of time for me. So if you can kind of get into just, you know, exactly what Trusty Oaks is about and how and when you started your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started Trusty Oak in August of 2015. And before that, I was in digital marketing. So really, the passion for a lot of this was seeing problems that I was dealing with as a web director and VP of operations at the digital agency I was working at. So we were interacting with a lot of high achieving professionals that were doing a lot of big things, but they weren't doing it alone. And also just seeing, you know, a lot of times people just need some assistance with some minor things, admin, social media, that type of stuff. So, we started Trusty Oak to provide fill in those gaps for professionals that needed a lot of things. So it's administrative support, social media support, executive assistant type work, and even a little bit of hiring for people that need admin in their office.
So how was the come up per se when you started off building your business, when you started off building Trusty Oak? I know you said you came from, you know, the digital world, but when you walked away from that, was it just kind of you and maybe someone else? How did you feel started from then and then build it up to where it is now?
Yeah, well, it was, I'll say the come up was scary to start with and even hard it's still hard at times, but over the last year we've seen a lot, you know, things started picking up, but a lot of challenges in the beginning. And I think that first step has really have been the hardest just because I'm losing my VP income and starting things out kind of, you know, whole new thing. We'll see what happens. But I think the biggest thing that sort of, I guess, was a security blanket in some ways was the fact that my previous employer was on board with me starting this and supportive. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, was able to kick off with at least that one client. He had some needs that I was still able to serve through my business. So starting out with one client at least, so it wasn't as scary, but yeah, that was the kind of the big jumping off point. And then, been adding to the team since then. Had a couple, you know, just only 9 people in the first year. Now we have 19 virtual assistants.
Nice. Now that's kind of different. I never heard of that one. So the job you were leaving to start your own company ended up being one of your first clients?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of a strange story to have that conversation with your boss and say, hey, look, I'm looking at leaving and here's what I want to do. But it worked out really well. I was working for somebody that, you know, was supportive of me as a person, not just, you know, needs for his own business. So it made a huge difference.
It's good. It's really good. How was that? I mean, from a scale of 1 to 10, how scary was it leaving the position that you were in and then starting your own for you?
Oh, well, I think it probably ebbs and flows. In the beginning, I would say I felt pretty good about it, but still, yeah, I would probably give it an 8 on the scary scale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it started out that way. Good. And honestly, I probably hit the 8 every now and then still, but overall, I'm kind of maybe down to a 4 on the regular day.
Good. I mean, as long as it keeps decreasing.
Exactly.
I can agree with that.
Exactly.
I can agree with that. I like that one. So one thing I really want to hop into is the ebook that you have. So on your site, I know you have it's a quick guide to developing a delegation strategy. So give us some more information about that. Help a lot of the people out that may or may not know much about a virtual assistant and understand the benefits of it.
Yeah. So as we've been going, we've learned a lot working with our clients. Figuring things out, never being a virtual assistant before, but still working with both virtual teams and, clients that were virtual. We're learning a lot about how hard it is to actually hand over, hand over the keys for certain parts of the business. And that's sort of been the inspiration behind the ebook, is just seeing that, sometimes people know they need help. They're, fired up to hire a virtual assistant. They come to us, they buy a package of hours, and then they sit on that time and essentially become a bottleneck in the process and have trouble with actually delegating. So we've been working a lot on just creating all kinds of tools and resources to help people mm-hmm. learn how to hand that stuff off. So that's, the ebook is sort of like a workbook, I guess, to help people think through their own day and figure out, okay, which parts of this can I hand off? Because it is hard, and I personally can give stories about just how hard it is to get started with that. But when I started handing off things for our business, specifically passing off the social media strategy, or the management of our social media channels, and mm-hmm. handing off the bookkeeping, that has been major game changer for me as just my personal professional day, being able to spend time on creating more great content, but also, working sales and doing all of the other, the operations, how to scale for a team that just went from 9 to 19, pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I've needed that extra time to think about those things. And honestly, I think we're doing better on social media than we're doing better than we were when I was handling it, because I hired somebody that knows that stuff better than I do. And can do it faster than I can do it. So that's been huge for, keeping up the visibility, but not having to, sacrifice some other important parts of the business just to stay out there.
Yeah, that's true, because I know with Jessica, she's like, I mean, when I first started with her, I was kind of, even though I knew I was swamped with stuff and I need to pass off a lot of things, it was, mm-hmm. I didn't really know how to pass it off at first. Now, it wasn't more of like a trust issue or anything with me. But when you're very used to doing everything just like yourself, and then even when you have that assistance or that help, it kind of takes you a while to just like know how to pass things off. You know what I mean? And so
exactly.
that's a lot of entrepreneurs. And so, but when I did, and I start, when I would look at my to-do list, and I would, because I told Jessica, matter of fact, I said, I said, hey, I'm going to show you my to-do list and things on it that you think that you can knock out that could free me up. Or if you see throughout the week, like I still got the same thing on my to-do list, just help me out and just say, hey, I can cover this for you. And that's really kind of how I got started. And it helped a lot. I mean, talking about the amount of time that it freed up for me. And I mean, I know, let me see, it was last week, matter of fact, I got done with the meeting. And then I sent them an agreement. And then the next day, they had some questions about the agreement, and we restructured some things. And I was actually about to go into another meeting, and I needed to send it to them like as soon as possible. And I actually contacted Jessica and I said, hey, can you do this on the contract and switch this around and change this? And she did it in like 5 minutes and emailed it to me for me. And things like that are like major. I mean, it's huge. I have meetings all throughout the week. I always got people calling my phone or emailing me and stuff. And so tasks like that, having someone to do that is just like, it's perfect. But I don't think a lot of people know it. But like I said, they don't really put a lot of mind to it until you get their time freed up. So is the quick guide to the delegation strategy? It touches a lot on that and kind of gives people guidelines on how to follow.
Exactly. We've got example tasks listed in there. I like what you just suggested. I made a note to add this somewhere, because showing the VA your to-do list is a cool way to really show them, you know, okay, this is what's on my plate. How much of this can you pick up? But the ebook is giving you some ideas for how to think through that, how to, you know, determine, is this something I can hand off or not? Some flags to sort of look for if you're, you know, you're thinking, hey, I think I can do this faster myself, but maybe that's actually a good sign that you might need to rethink that. And then offer up some tools and stuff like that. We have a lot of, you know, posts on our blog and things like that that have tools that make it a little bit easier, because we have a lot of technology at our disposal that makes it a lot easier to collaborate online and to hand things off. So that's what you can expect from the book.
Yeah. So give me some of the best stories. No, I don't want to say stories, but I guess you can say scenarios, I guess, for people that actually needed a virtual assistant, or even maybe a situation to where someone, you know, got a virtual assistant, but wasn't using their hours. And then how'd you kind of get them over that hump to make them understand like how to pass off different tasks and stuff?
Yeah, well, I guess the first story that comes to mind is for one of our clients that's in Colorado that has a commercial cleaning business. They did a lot of cleanups after, like, during home builds. They're not really doing that anymore. But one of the things that the virtual assistant was doing for them was helping with scheduling. But when I think things really, the value really came for them, especially, was when she started helping with creating bids. So when they would need to prep an estimate, that he was able to just send a picture of like a business card. She updated the CRM. She would prep the bid for him, and it decreased the length of his sales funnel, I guess you could say, because he was able to turn things around a lot faster. And honestly, me personally, that's one of the big things that I've been able to do too, because I'm not bogged down in bookkeeping, and we've created some templates and things that, you know, create systems that just flow a lot faster, where we can get things out the door faster, get people the help they need faster, and, you know, get on with the day. So I think that's really probably the thing that people are looking for most. How is hiring someone going to actually help me make money? And I think that's probably where it ties in the strongest, is you're able to, you know, speed things up and get things out the door faster.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, when you're talking about, especially you're talking about making more money, when you free up time, especially as the the owner or whatever position it is, higher position it is of your company, when you can free up more time to do the things that you're better at, or a little tedious, or leave out little tedious things, it frees up so much more time and allows you to work on, you know, creating more leads, getting more sales, closing more businesses and all types of stuff like that. I know for me, a lot of the little tasks are things that I was really up late at night about, or I would try to knock them out during the day and I was up late for something else and making me forget about a whole bunch of other things. So, I mean, having a virtual assistant for me and somebody being able to knock out those tasks and details like that, it helps me a lot. So we're going to get back to the ebook. I got a couple questions from a few people that had some for you. So here we go. Okay. The first one was from Angela. She hit me up in my DM on LinkedIn. She said, do I need one or many VAs? I'm asking because I need email sent out, my books updated, scheduling, organizing my Google Docs, etc. These are all different tasks, but I do not know if I need one person. I do not know if one person can do them all, or will I need more than one?
Yeah, well, I think out of all the things that were listed in that particular list, I think one person probably could do that. I mean, it depends on a lot of factors, whether, you know, the person you're finding is available, you know, all day long, or if they're just working maybe after hours, maybe they've got a full-time job and then they're doing something in the evening. There are a lot of different scenarios that virtual assistants have going that might prevent that. But I think, I mean, we have two different arms of the business, is the best way I explain it, because there are some things that the same person is not going to be as skilled at. So we've got some people that are rock star content creators. They're, you know, proficient in all the social media tools. They know what's trending and, you know, what's best practice on the social media side of things, more marketing focused. And then we've got others that are more administrative. So I think that I would say you could probably get away with one if you could generally say those are all administrative tasks, then yes, one person can do that. But if you're looking at where you need somebody with a different set of, like, a, I guess a really different set of skills, not necessarily just different tools, someone can, if they've never used a particular, you know, your CRM or something, they can learn that. But if it's, you need someone that is just naturally, you know, a marketer, they've got, I mean, they have that experience, then you might need a different person for that type of task.
So you do have people that are like have a very specific skill, like you said, a certain marketer or content writers are very, like, you just can't get anybody to do content for you. So content writers are some people that are very, just like, they got a lot of value to them. So you do have people that are very specific to certain things that, that others may need. And then you have others that can do just like a, I hate to say administration work, because people, it's, it sounds devalued, because you can do a whole bunch of things, like, and really be really good at it. You know what I mean? So from organization and all types of stuff like that. So I don't want anybody to get, I don't want anybody to be fooled by the word administration and think that it's just like, so you have, I don't want anyone to think like it's, they just, you have to teach them a whole bunch of stuff. It's just the person that's just kind of like a jack of all trades with most things. And most entrepreneurs and most businesses need the same thing when it comes to organization and all types of stuff like that.
Right. Well, one way I guess you could reframe it and it would still be completely accurate is really thinking about them as a project manager. They're the type of people that can come in, see a mess of a situation, and their natural inclination is try to figure out how to make it more efficient. They're looking at, okay, what tools are you using? You know, what could you introduce into this scenario to make things smoother? Like I said earlier about creating a template for maybe your proposals or agreements or something like that. Having, like, it, sometimes it just take, it might take a little more time to plan it, but then once you have a plan in place, things start humming a little bit better. So the people that I'm saying administrative are probably a better, I guess, a higher level way of explaining that would be project management. And we do, you know, we've got people that have at least 2 years experience, either as project managers, social media managers, depending on which, you know, which area they're focusing on helping people. But yeah, definitely having some expertise in important areas like content is, I think, important. And then and bookkeeping too. So if somebody just needs some help with invoicing, maybe somebody that's, you know, generally skilled in administrative work or project management could do invoicing. But if you need someone reconciling your bank accounts and your QuickBooks and, you know, all those different things, then you want someone that really knows bookkeeping. And we do have a few people that, that can do that as well. But I think as an entrepreneur, looking for somebody that specializes in the things that need to be specialized and not worrying too much about it if it's more general operational stuff.
Yeah, and I completely agree with the part, especially when you was talking about organizing things and figuring out, and I'm giving you just like plenty of testimonials from your team, or, and I know Jessica from your team. My Google Drive was just like all over the place, and we used Google Drive a lot, Google Docs, spreadsheets, and everything else. And she organized like 2 years of all of these Google, everything in my Google Drive. She organized it like alphabetical order from clients and contracts and all types of stuff. Like, she organized it all. And so she did mine when she first started, and like it was within a month, like I want to say like two or three weeks at the most. And then it helped out a lot, because now, you know, like with our project manager and our graphic designer and our social media manager and all of these people and our content writer, everyone has a like a folder where we put information in for social media and the website and all types of stuff for our developers. And everyone knows exactly where they need to go because she organized it all. And that right I can't even say how long that would have took me. I probably wouldn't even got, I never would have got it done. I seriously would have. So that right there was just like, that was huge for me. The amount of time and amount of stress that they relieved for me was just, it was major. So I could definitely share.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, It saves you time now, where, you know, everything you're doing takes less time. So it's one big thing that she was able to do faster, and now it's, your life is easier. So that's really the, I guess, the ultimate goal in everything we're doing is just finding something we can do to make everything else run smoother.
True. And that's exactly what it does. The other question is from Mike. Mike, I'm just going to say AL. Seems like some kind of Italian last name. Well, he hit me up on Twitter. He said, is a virtual assistant similar or the same as an assistant? Well, it does have assistant in it, but I kind of get what he means. Is a virtual assistant similar or the same as an assistant? Do they have working hours like 9 to 5 or available as needed? And I kind of think you touched on it on the last point, talking about the hours that they'll work.
Yeah, I think it just varies. But one of the, I guess, huge benefits of going virtual instead of actually hiring someone in your office is it's more cost effective because you don't have to pay someone to be in your office even when you don't have enough to keep them super busy. With a virtual assistant, they're taking care of more than one client, and they're blocking out their day with different things going on. If you only need 15 minutes today and you need 2 hours tomorrow, that's totally fine. You're still only paying for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest difference. But, anything that can be done online can be done by a virtual versus an in-house assistant. And I think most of us kind of like the idea of being mobile these days. So, you don't necessarily need to have someone there in your office unless you've got something physical that needs to happen, scanning, standing at a printer and scanning things or, filing papers or something like that.
Those aren't like huge time consuming things. So I agree on that. I had a guy that when I first heard about I think I sent you that podcast. I forgot who it was, but it was the first time I really heard about a virtual assistant.
Mike Dillard.
Yeah, Mike Dillard. That's who it was. He's in Austin too. He has a huge podcast. And so it was a guy on there and he was talking about him using a virtual assistant, and he used his virtual assistant like, I don't want to say to the max, but I didn't even think about it to that full extent. But like, his virtual assistant was like ordering for his dry cleaners to get picked up. She was ordering him food. Like, she was doing all types of stuff. And she was on like, I think that guy was in maybe San Diego, and she was in like Chicago. And so, because when that pretty much they can do anything like online and you don't need them to be right there with you every step of the way, that's what reminded me of that. And she was doing like all types of stuff for him. So when you talked about someone just like being able to do anything like virtually, I'm like this Mike guy, he put assistant when it's virtual assistant in the actual name of it. But when you can actually have somebody do anything for you virtually and all types of stuff, it helps out a lot. So, I mean, the last thing I got for you, go ahead. Did you have another point?
No, I was just going to say that the other thing that I think is good about a VA is that you can kind of mix in those personal things that are needed too. We have one client that we're doing a lot of things for the business, but we're also doing things like sending a gift to their kid's teacher or something like that, or, ordering some things on Amazon, and just, it really can be a mix of things. And that's, what it boils down to is freeing you up to be able to do the stuff that really matters and, makes you happy. So that's a good thing about a VA. You don't have to worry about that. When you have someone in-house, you're probably not going to ask them to pick up your dry, get somebody to pick up your dry cleaner, send it to your kid's teacher. So
for real. But now I'm happy you said that, because that reminded me of some. I seen like I'll send gift cards and stuff like that to clients at times.
Mm-hmm.
So I never even thought about that. Like, you send like the online gift card, and I got it. I have it on my to-do list to send out. I have 5 of them to send out, and I've been having it there for 2 weeks. So I'm happy you just gave me an idea that I can send, that I can pass off to Jessica.
Jessica can help you with that.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely do that. So one of the last things I always like to ask my guests is, what's your why? Everyone has their own why to your, you having your own business, you starting your own business because you made a huge leap. What's your why? Be as general or specific as you like.
Yeah, well, I think it all kind of hubs around helping people. That's what excites me. I like seeing people do big things and knowing that I was even a small part of that. And really, right now, the thing that gets me the most excited is the freedom that this company provides for our team. Our assistants are doing awesome things outside of just working as assistants. I mean, one of our assistants is starting a coffee roasting business. Another one paints, does artwork with actually coffee mugs, which is kind of funny how well those two go together. But
nice.
Another one travels for mission work sometimes. And, you know, in general, I think it gives people the freedom to be able to travel, which, I mean, that's what I want. I want to be able to work from anywhere and get to go around, you know, see more of the world than what I've seen now, and not be tied to something that, you know, just stuck in Austin all the time.
Yeah.
Which Austin's great. But, you know, just being able to make that choice. We have a number of our assistants are stay-at-home moms, which, well, it's better to say work-at-home moms because they are working hard. But, you know, that's one of the reasons they work with us, is so that they can be home with their kids and, you know, still earn a living. So that for me is a big rewarding piece of what I'm doing. But also the entrepreneur side, I mean, they're doing big things too. And just knowing that we're making it easier for them to, you know, to earn their life, their living, and be able to travel and do all those other things they want to do. That's really what it comes down to. It's more about, you know, creating freedom, time freedom for people.
Yeah, that flexibility is huge. And it's always, it's what everybody, you know, most everybody aims for. So Amber, thank you so much for being on the show. Let everybody know what's the best way they can get in contact with you to inquire with you about any of your virtual assistant services.
Yeah, definitely. So trustyoak.com is the best place to go. You can schedule appointments with us. You can find email, all of that good stuff. So trustyoak.com. And that's where the ebook will be as well.
Cool. I'm going to link Amber's website to the, if you're on my website, I'm going to link it on there. I'm going to put the ebook and everything else. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Daniel Griggs. I'll chat with you next week.
Join Daniel next week as he takes you through another walk of how to become a very successful entrepreneur. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel Griggs.